This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 20 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are here to highlight a talk and workshop on the palladium and platinum printing process at the State Museum. We have Jackie Manning, the curator of exhibits. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's nice to have you here. And visiting artist and photographer David Michael Kennedy. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's nice to have you here. Welcome to Southeast Alaska. Jackie, can you set us up with some of the times and locations of where we can meet and see David Michael Kennedy?
Absolutely. So David's our juror for the 49th year of Alaska Positive, and we've asked him to come jury the exhibit, provide a lecture for us, and a workshop. And then the exhibit will open Friday, December 6th. So the lecture is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and it's free to the public. And the workshop, we still have space in the workshop if folks are interested, and that is Saturday from 9 to 6. And for that, you'll need to call the museum front desk to register. And that will be on palladium platinum printing process.
And tell us a little bit more about David. What does it mean to be a juror? How did you meet him or find him?
So David Michael Kennedy was introduced to us by Larry McNeil. And Larry McNeil was the Alaska Positive juror last time around. And we then invited Larry to have a show titled McNeil, Real Indians in Curtis. And in that show, there were some very large palladium prints that he had gone down and made those prints with David in New Mexico at his workshop, and they were just amazing. And so when Alaska Positive came around again, we reached out to David to see if he'd be interested in coming up. And so what we do is we ask the juror to – this is a statewide photography exhibit, and photographers from all over Alaska submit images first digitally to be reviewed by David, and then from there he narrows it down, and then the prints are sent here to Juneau, and David's in the process of reviewing those prints and making the final selection for the exhibit. And the exhibit will then again open in December, and once it's done here in Juneau, it's going to travel all over the state.
Okay. David Michael Kennedy, let's learn a little bit more about you. I understand your early career was as a commercial photographer in New York. Is that right?
Well, it really started in Northern California, doing fine artwork, personal work. And I ended up in New York City because I had that back surgery.
Okay.
And sort of got stuck there for 18 years doing commercial work, some advertising, and then a lot of work in the music industry, doing album covers and editorial and things like that. And after 18 years, I decided it was time to leave. So I went back to New Mexico and continued my fine art career.
And backing up to the music business, I see names like Bob Dylan, Debbie Harry, and Willie Nelson. You know, just those people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just running the mill folks.
So back to California, you were making fine art. It sounds like then in New York, maybe a little more commercial art. How would you explain the difference between fine art and commercial art?
That's hard. In the old days, there was a very, very definite line between the two. And now that line is really kind of blurred. There's actually a few agencies in New York called Art and Commerce. And the commercial world and the fine art world have kind of merged more together. I suppose the simplest definition would be that commercial work is work you do for hire. Someone comes to you and say, we need this picture, and you go out and do it. And I don't know. I guess I have a problem with the term fine art. I think maybe personal work is a little better term.
All right. How would you describe your personal work today?
Well, I guess my process is just kind of going out and seeing things and saying yes to them, saying yes to life, and making those photographs, whether they're landscapes or whether they're portraits of people.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. It seemed like some of the mid-career stuff was a lot of portraiture. And then the image that, Jackie, that you sent me, which we have on our website for our listeners at KTOO.com. www.org/JunoAfternoon is more of a landscape picture. Do you find a difference in working with either of those?
Well, the landscapes don't talk back to you, you know, which is a lot easier, you know.
A lot less ego.
Yes. But no, I don't think my approach is all that much different, you know. It's just exploring something, whether it's a landscape or whether it's the landscape of a person's face.
Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the image that we have there is sort of a collaboration with Larry McNeil?
No, that one is not.
Okay.
No. The show that Larry did here, was it 2 years ago?
It was actually just last fall.
Last fall.
Yeah.
That was a collaboration, and it was Larry's images.
Okay.
And Larry had been a student of mine years ago, learning the platinum plating process. But for this show, the prints were really big. They were 30 by 40 and larger, which is difficult to print that big. So Larry came to my studio in New Mexico to make those big prints.
Got it. And what does that mean, taking an image and taking it into the process that you do? What inspired you to start taking that next step?
Into the platinum plating printing?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, when I was working in New York back then, everything was silver gelatin printing, which was the traditional photographic printing process for many, many years. And it kind of became too easy for me. You know, I mean, it was very – I would shoot something and make contact sheets and look at them, and I kind of knew what I was going to need to do to make the print before I did it. So I was looking for something more challenging. And the platinum plating process is one of the early, early photographic processes. And it's really finicky. I've been doing it now 40 years, and I still learn something new every day. So I think it was the challenge of the process that really it got me interested.
I've heard you refer to this process as analog
yeah.
a few times. Yeah, and perhaps in this way, as learning stuff new and wondering where the art will go, there's sort of an unexpected aspect to it.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of know what it's going to do, but humidity, temperature change, what you're wearing when you're working, all of these things kind of affect it. So it's just a very challenging, exciting process.
Speaking of that process, what can we expect at the workshop, you two? And remind us again, Jackie, when that's going to be?
So the workshop is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we have a dark room upstairs in the APK in the micrographic section. So it'll be working in the dark room with David, and he is going to demonstrate the palladium and platinum printing process. And we do have a few spaces still available. So yes, if you're interested, please call and register. And that is there is a fee associated, $220, but incredible opportunity to be able to learn how to do that process.
For those few spots that are left, who should call? Is this for advanced photography folks, beginners, intermediate?
Oh, I think it's for anybody that has an interest in photography, really. It's really going to be more of a demonstration than an actual hands-on workshop. I do a workshop in California that's 5 days, and I just have one student at a time. And that – it really takes 5 full days to kind of get involved in the process, learn it, and get a good understanding of it. So this is really going to be more of an overview, let you get your hands dirty a little bit in the process and give you an idea about whether it's something that you might want to pursue on your own.
And take a wintertime vacation down to New Mexico.
That's
and
a possibility.
With you.
That's a possibility. On my website, there's actually technical papers that are downloadable, which are what I teach with. And you could just download those and study them and figure it out on your own, which is what I did. But coming to New Mexico doing the workshop is certainly a great way to learn it.
Jackie, should we go? Are you ready for New Mexico winter?
I'm ready. I will fly down in a heartbeat.
I have to tell you right now, it's colder and snowing where I live than it is here.
Wow. remind us of the times and places where we can meet David Michael Kennedy.
So, again, the lecture is tomorrow, 7 o'clock, free to the public. And if you're interested in the workshop, that will be Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right. And remind us of your website again, David.
It's davidmichaelkennedy.com.
All right. Well, it's been great speaking with both of you. Nice meeting you.
You too.
Yeah. I'm glad it could be a little warmer up here.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Nothing other than I'm really enjoying being in Juneau. It's a magical place.
Great. Thanks, you too.
Thanks for having us.
Pictures of people taking pictures of people taking pictures of people taking pictures. I pictured us at the end of time. Just hold.